six tvachim is the halacha zorin b'toychoi chamisha zoronim. You're allowed to plant inside this shetak, this part of karka, five different types of vegetables. How do you do that? With no izaklayim. Arbu al arba ruchais, and the four corners of it, plant one seed, all four different types of seeds, four different vegetables, and the yachas b'yemtza, and one in the middle. So you see clearly you're allowed to plant five seeds in one small area of karka, six tvachim and six tvachim, that's mutter. So what is Rav telling us a chiddush? That the Yerukas now Mishnah, you're allowed to plant like this. We learned already allowed to. What's the chiddush here? And the Gemara Mal the time I would think, Hani Mili, when did I say that it's mutter? Maybe only bizroyim. Maybe only with seeds, like zroyim means like seeds or beans. Of the Yerukas, maybe by vegetables loy. Maybe big vegetables they grow much wider and they need have more nourishment. So maybe you can't plant five in one small karka like 6x6. So that was Rav's Chiddush. Not only beans are you allowed to plant five in one small piece, now even vegetables you can plant five of them in one small karka 6x6. That's the Chiddush Rav. Even Yerukas also amuta. Tap Rashi Abi Yerukas loy, the Yerukas Yan Kitfei. Maybe vegetables have a wider span to get nourishment wider. It will be usher even with a shetach of 6x6 tzvachim. Kamashma, no, still it's mutter. So the Gemara. Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me now? The Yerukas alima mizroyim. Do you want to tell me, Havamina, that Yerukas vegetables have a wider span of the nourishment under the ground more than stam seeds, than stam beans? That's why even though beans is pshita, you can plant six, five of them in this kaka, but Yerukas I would think, no. Kamashmon Rav, even Yerukas, even vegetables also. If you have a piece of land, six tvachim by six tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different seeds there. But you're telling me it's the chiddush, vegetables is the bigger chiddush. For the Gemara of Yetzanan, we learned just the opposite. We learned like this. Kol minei zeroyim, all different type of seeds. Ein zeirin bi'arug achas. You're not allowed to plant five different seeds in the same piece of karka, six tvachim by six tvachim. No, seeds grow wider. Mashenken kol mini rukis, but all different type of vegetables is zeirin bi'arug achas. Only by vegetables are you allowed to plant five of them in this karka of 6x6. So mashma, just the opposite. Vegetables don't grow so wide. The nourishment doesn't go so far. So vegetables you're allowed to plant in this karka of 6 tvachim and 6 tvachim, you are allowed to plant of five different seeds. Mashenken zeroyim of seeds, you're not allowed to plant five different seeds. You see, pumfaket, that zeroyim, that they grow wider than vegetables do. Like Rashi says, "What kol mina is royim, ain is royim arugachas." Afilu b'shir as there, even in this measurement, mishum the yan kitfei, because the royim, like the beans, they have a wider span of nourishment. V'od etznan that we learn zorim b'teira chamisha zoroinim. That we say you're allowed to plant five different seeds in the small piece of land of six tvachim and six tvachim. The yerukas come is talking about vegetables. Then is royim kilchosim vegetables you can plant five in a small piece of land. But not tzroyim, not seeds. So you see just the opposite. So then it's a kash and rav. What's Rav's chiddush? That these five vegetables of the Mishnah, you're allowed to plant them in this piece of land, 6x6. Pshita, it's enough in the Mishnah clan like that. And to the Gemara, now the time I would think, Hani moror min tzroyim ninu. Maybe moror is considered a min tzroyim. Kamash Malan, know that the moror is min yerukas vegetables, and therefore vegetables have this halachom for klayim. You're allowed to plant five different of them in this one piece of land of 6x6. For the gemara, zroyim sakadaitach. You want to tell me, have me know that the moror in the Mishnah means seeds? But Tanan, the Mishnah says clearly yerukas. It says clearly what min are you yotze moror with five different types of vegetables. So what's the have me know? Zroyim, it's not zroyim. So Rashi, zroyim sakadaitach. But before Rashi says, Ma detem hani demoror min zroyim ninu. V'lo yizril be'arug achas. I would think since they're like seeds, you're not allowed to plant five of them in a piece of land 6x6. Kamash mon rav, that's rav's chiddush, demin yerukas ninu. No, the type of vegetables are vegetables, yes. It says, demoror, there's no such havim ninu. The Mishnah says clearly vegetables, not seeds. Rashi zroyim sakadaitach. Hechi tezik adaitim zroyim ninu. V'okul v'tenoy yerukas karulu. So before the Hohamad Aleph, all said different type of vegetables that it could be Yotze Mitzvahs Marum. But nobody said it's a seed. And for the Gemara, they all said vegetables, so clearly it means vegetables and not seeds. So what's Rav's Chiddush that these five vegetables, you could plant five of them in one piece of land, 6x6? Pshita, you could do it. And for the Gemara, Chazeres is Israchle. I'll tell you, Chazeres, Roman lettuce, that's a Chiddush here. Because I would think, since the end of a Roman lettuce, if you let it stay in the ground and grow very long, it'll become very hard. So I would think, maybe since it's something that's going to end up to be very, very hard, you can't plant this. Like if you want to plant five vegetables, the thing, if you have this piece of land, six tvachim, you can plant four at the four corners and one in the middle. Now I would think if one of these five is the chazeres, maybe that's no good. Because since chazeres at the end comes so hard, maybe when it comes hard, it spreads out very far, and it's yonik tvei, that's the chiddush kamashul lun. That even Roman lettuce also is included in these five. Yeah, so that's just nesav le'rav chetzvei, kamashul lun, no. Yeah. Rashi, lahakshoy, klach shelo nasav, that since the klach, the hard part of it becomes hard, what the stalk of it becomes hard, I would think Machav Ledrashi Mokimad Beis Roivam, Shlo Yizur Etzla Minacher, you have to give it a much wider span where you can plant something else. Kamashmlo, no, that even though it's something that gets hard, right now it has the same shear like any other vegetable, that you could plant five of them in this shear of karka, 6x6. Omer Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Klach Shel Krub, if you have the stalk of a cabbage, Shehukshu, that became hard, the locher is machivin loy base rivum. You talk have to make a wider space. You can't plant five of them in 6x6 fochim, but you have to have a much wider space. Alma, what do you see? Kivon the seifel hakshris. Since the crew of this cabbage is at the end and become very hard, yervina le rav chetfein, you have to give it a wider spin, because then the vegetables are yonik from a wider spin. Is hochinami, I would think the same thing here by our Roman lettuce. Since it's safer to become hard. Right now you have to give it a more of a spin. You can't plant five of them in this kark of 6x6 tvachin. Kamash Mulan, no. Kamash Mulan, that chazeres is like any other vegetable. Even though it's safer to hakshus, it's not so gefährlich. Only kruv, it's only cabbage, is very bad. But Roman lettuce is not so bad, so even though it will at the end get hard, right now you could plant six of them. You could plant five of them in the karka of 6x6 tvachim. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Yotzen v'hen bein lachim bein yaveshim. You could be yotzen with this morer, whether the Roman lettuce is fresh, lachim, or whether it's dried up. Omer Rav Chisda, lo'ashonu elo b'klach. There's only talking about the stalk. The stalk, even if it's dried up, you could be yotzen mitzvahs morer. Because the dried out stalk still has some tam morer to it. I will be all in, but if you want to only eat the leaves of the Roman lettuce, lachem in yveshim loy. You can only be yitzah when it's still wet, still fresh, and not when it's dried up. A dried up leaf has no tam at all. There's no tam morer in a dried out leaf. For the Gemara, for me, the Ktani Sefer, since the Sefer, the Mishnah says, the klach shalhem, you could be yitzah not only with the leaf, but even with the stalk of it. Mechlal the Reisha Mashma, the beginning of the Mishnah, when it just says you could be yotzer whether it's dry or whether it's wet, olin, Mashma the Reisha is talking about the leaves. And still the Mishnah says clearly, bein lachim, bein yaveshim. Mashma, even a dried out leaf, you could also be yotzer mitzvahs morer. So it's a kasha. And the Gemara knows, kasha no chizda. And the Gemara, I'll tell you, Purusha kama forish. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Ki ketoni, that's what the Mishnah says. Bein lachim, bein yaveshim, you could be yotzer mitzvahs morer. Whether the morer is dried out or whether the morer is still fresh and wet, I'll tell you a klach. I'll tell you it's only going on the klach, only on the stalk. The stalk, even if it's dried out, still has a tam morer. Mashenke in the leaves, when they're dried out, they have no tam, and that's talochon. A dried out leaf, you're not yoitze. Right, usually we don't have this. We don't know exactly what the shear of a dried out leaf is. Has imam is something that you could break and crackle. Right, very dried out, you wouldn't be yoitze with. Tomorrow may say, another kashan of Chizda. Yotzen behen over klach shalhen. You could be out with the mora, these five minim, whether you have the leaves of them, behem, or beklach shalhem, with the stalk of them also you could be out. Then lachen ben yaveshim, whether it's still wet and fresh, ben yaveshim, whether it's dried out. Diver Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. The chachomim marim, the chachomim say though, lachem yoitzim bem, when they're still fresh, you could be yoitzim with them. Yeveshim, when they're dried out, though, ain't yoitzim bem. You can't be yoitzim when they're dried out. This is the chom shita. It's not like our Mishnah. The shovim, but everybody, both the chom amoydet and rameya, she yoitzim bem kemushin. If they're only a little bit dried out, with it they call it, a little bit, a little stale, you can still be yoitzim. Avoloi kevushin. But if you start to pickle it, you can't be yoitzim with maror. V'loy shluka, not if he cooked it a lot. V'loy mebushol, not if he cooked it a little bit. Klolo shodover, what's the klal when he yoytza mitzvahs moru? Kol sheyesh boi tam moru yoytzen boi. It still has to have a time of bitterness in the herb. So we're saying now, kol zaman it's fresh, he has the time. When it's dried out, the chavim say it doesn't have the time anymore. And the mayor says, even if it's dried out, still you are yoytza, still have the time. But when you cook it up a lot or pickle it, it doesn't have the time, pshuti not yoytza. If it doesn't have a tamor, you're not yoytzer. So this is all riots of the Gemara, that that's the Gemara before said Hadribi, but doesn't mean he was chayzer legamer to say you don't have to have any taste of bitter. It just he wants to look for only something very, very bitter, that's where chayzer from. It doesn't have to be very, very bitter. But I call upon him a little bitter of what it has to have. That's the Yiddish Gemara also. His mashma, you have to have some tamor to it. If there's no tamar, you're not yoitza. But I call upon him, it's a stira. Here it's mashma clearly, even the leaves, also you could be yoitza according to Rameya when they're dried out. Now, the Gemara, now I'll tell you again, Tirgum HaKlach. Rameya, that he says dried out yoitza, he also only means on the klach, on the stalk. But the leaves, if they're dried out, you will not be yoitza mitzvah mora. And that's the halacha. Tana Rabbonin, en yoitzen behem kamushin. You can't be yoytze if the mora is a little bit stale already. Mishum Reb Lezev, Reb Sadek Amru, yoytzen bem kamushim. No, you could be yoytze even though it's a little bit withered already. Still, you could be yoytze. Boi Rami Bachoma, Mahal she yoytze odom yideich avosoi, pimora shomaisi sheni b'yushlayim. What happens if you use these peris, these Roman lettuce, which is maisi sheni, that was brought to Yushlayim, it's inside Yushlayim now. And vice versa, just like we had before by Matzah, it's like one man the yom, you're not yoytze, because the post says, b'chol mosh v'seichem, you have to eat such matzah that you're allowed to eat any place in Eretz Yisrael. And ma'aseh sheni, you can only eat inside Yushlayim, and not outside, it's not called b'chol mosh v'seichem. Vayis morah is also hookish to matzah. So what about by morah? Would you be yoytze with the morah for ma'aseh sheni or not? So morah says, Ali with the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, loyti burdok, I have no question. Because he says, hashta b'matzah, he writes an ofuk, Rebbe Kiva Shita was, no, you are Yoytze Mitzvah Matzah with Maisa Sheni. Even though you're only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, but we said Rebbe Kiva holds like Rebbe Lezer, that there's a Hecha Timsa, you could eat Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim. If it became Tomei, if Maisa Sheni became Tomei even in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be Poydurit, and when you're Poydurit, then you can eat it wherever you want. So Maisa Sheni, according to Rebbe Kiva, is called B'chol Moshavois, therefore you could be Yoytze Matzah. So, B'moro, the Rabbonimi boy, Mitzvahs Mora b'zman is there, it's only midrabbonon. We don't have the Korban Pesach b'zman is there, it's only midrabbonon. Pshita yoytze. Or else the other pshat Rashi says is the two pshat in Rashi, why it's the Rabbonon. Rashi's first pshat is Mora demais to Yerek midrabbonon hu. But midirais is payhet of my shavois midboy. His Mora comes from vegetables. Midirais of vegetables are not the chuyim in Trumas the Meiser. So that you have Meiser Sheni of Mora, it's only the Rabbonon that can Meiser Sheni. That's the shayla. That according to Rabbi Kiva, your yoytza mitzvahs matzah diraisa pshita mitzvahs morah derabbanan or ma'aser sheni of derabbanan pshita you'd be yoytza. I have no suffix. So kiti boilach, where do I have my suffix? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that he said before that if you have matzah comes from wheat of ma'aser sheni, you're not yoytza. You can't be yoytza mitzvahs matzah. So maybe I'll tell you, what's the halacha? B'matzah diraisa hu d'loy nafik. Only by mitzvahs matzah b'zman hazeh diraisa tit matzah. So then we say the zakpoda, it has to be necha b'chol mosh v'seichem. And ma'aseh sheni, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. You can't be yoytze mitzvahs matzah with ma'aseh sheni. That's a b'yoytze aglili shita. Avo morer d'rabbanan nafik. But morer, Either it means bezman hazeh without the korban pesach mora is only midrabbanan, or else like Rashi says it means even bezman the beis hamikdash. But mora the chiyuv to give ma'aseh sheni is only midrabbanan. So about this only a midrabbanan dekalocha, maybe you would be yotzei mitzvas mora. Or dilma the other svaris no. Called it kinu rabbanan came the raisa token. Whenever the rabbanan made takonis, they make it just like the raisa is. So the rabbanan said you have to give ma'aseh sheni from yerek. Or the rabbanan said you have to eat more bezman hazeh. So just like in the raises, you're not going to be yotzei when it's ma'aseh sheni. Who are the rabbanan also you're not going to be yotzei when it's ma'aseh sheni. Or my rabbi, Rav answered, mistavra matzah morer. It's mistavra tak, it's the same halacha. Whenever you're not going to be yotzei mitzvahs matzah, you will not be yotzei mitzvahs morer. So according to Rav Yosi Aglidi, since ma'aseh sheni, you're not yotzei mitzvahs matzah, who are then you will not be yotzei mitzvahs morer with ma'aseh sheni either. So at the Mishnah, Ein Shoyrin Esa Mursin Latana Goylem. Mursin, that's the bran, that's a type of the wheat, with the shaft, the bran, that's a coarse of flour. You're not allowed to soak it in water to give to the chicken's feet. Ein Shoyrin Esa Mursin, you can't soak your bran in water to give to the chickens. For Pshita, because we're afraid they'll become chametz. You're not allowed to have enough from chametz on Pesach. Abul Choytin, but the answer is, first pour boiling hot water over the flour. If you pour boiling hot water over the flour, that like boils it up, it can't become chametz anymore. Then there's no shell of chametz. So Rashi Cholten, bereischin of boiling hot water, shein manichin oisl hachmetz. Once you put the flour through hot water on top of it, it can't become chametz anymore. Then you can feed it to the animals. Ho'isha a lady loitishra es hamursin, she should not soak this bran in water, she'teilech biyodel amerchet. That they used to use it to smear themselves first, their body, with this type of a bran and water, and then they go to the bathhouse to clean themselves with it. So they shouldn't do it on Pesach, because the shalom, maybe the bran will become chametz. So Rashi Latishra Amursin, Loshev Ba Besara, to rub a whole body with this bran and water. By you letting the bran soak in the water and rubbing on your body, we're afraid while you go to the bath, it'll become chametz, and you're not allowed to have anor from chametz on Pesach. You can't own chametz on Pesach. Avos shofi b'b'sarim yovitz, but she's allowed to stam shmir the dried out bran flour on her body. If her body is dried, Rashi avos shofi mursin. It means that the mursin is dry. Rashi avos shofi mursin yovish. If you have dried out bran, that you are, she is allowed to rub on her body b'b'sarim. The avopi shemayim teivchem b'b'sarim. Even though there's a little bit of water on her body, that doesn't stir. If I said that little water won't make the bran become chametz. So that's mutter. But to put it with water on a body, that's awesome. So the Mishnah, lo yalis adam chitim. You're not allowed to chew wheat on Pesach. V'yaniach ha-makosai. And then put it on your wound for refuah. Mivnei shimach mitzos. Because since you chew it with your mouth, you have your saliva on the chitim, which will make it become chametz. And then you're having enough from chametz, which is also to do on Pesach. So if you're not allowed to chew the chametz, the wheat on Pesach. But toner about to leave it, I got him a cuss. If you stop want to eat it, that's all right, because you eat it. By the time you swallow, it's not going to become chametz. If you want to chew it, then you're just getting the water inside the wheat and let it stay for a while. I got him a cuss on your wound. We're afraid it will become chametz, and then you're having enough from chametz. That's also toner rabbanim. Elu dvorim shein voinu dechimutz. These are types of wheat that you don't have flour. You don't have to worry about. They'll never come with dechimutz. Something that can't come with dechimutz. If you once bake your matzah, poshut means then gebrocht is mutter. Once you bake the matzah once, you can do whatever you want with later. Crumble it down again, soak it in water, cook it. It doesn't come with a chimitz anymore. Drashi ofui. Lechem mishenefo. Once you cook the matzah, bake the matzah, komashe shurayu b'mayim. Now when you soak it in water, ain't a machmetz. It won't become chametz anymore. That's lecha. Once you baked it once, it won't become chametz anymore. If you cook up the wheat, the flour, it won't become chametz anymore. V'cholot, and what then you pour the boiling hot water on it. V'cholot she'cholot b'reischin. If you pour the boiling hot water on top of the flour, that would make it this flour can't come with a chametz anymore. V'frekti Gemara, mevushul, what do you mean if you cook up the flour? L'chur, what's the difference between cooking and cholot? L'chur, cholot means that first the water is boiling hot, and now you throw the boiling hot water on top of the flour, that like scalded, it doesn't become chametz anymore. Mevushul poshut means you have cold water, that you put the flour in the cold water, and now you put it on top of the oven, or on top of the fire, to cook it up. So the Gemara, why isn't there a chashash chametz? Adem avashulei mechanei. While you're cooking it up, the flour was with the water, and it's first getting a little bit warm, the water. Warm water makes it become chametz very fast. So what do you mean if you cook the flour? It's mutter v'keret. While you're cooking the flour on Pesach, it's a chashash that becomes chametz. So drashi adem avashulei mechanei. When the water is still like lukewarm, before it gets boiling hot, it can make the flour become chametz. You can't say we're talking about you threw the flour directly into boiling hot water. That you can't say. That's the next case. The next case is you pour boiling hot water on top of the flour. So mashmah, the first place of the mevushel is, you don't have boiling hot water. You're just putting the flour into water and now cooking up this water. So the kasher is, while you're cooking it up, let's be afraid to become chametz now. Why do you say it's not chametz? And if the Gemara, Amirav Papa, Avada doesn't mean Tom cooking up flour. No, it means the ofoi shebishlo. It means if you have your matzah that you baked, once you baked it, even if you now take it crumbled and cook it up again, it won't come with a chametz anymore. That's what he meant to say. So the Chura asks the mashma that once was baked, you don't have to be afraid, you're allowed to cook it again. Rashi, Ofu Shebishle Kloimer. Ofu Yafiluhu Mavashle Lachar Afiyah Eino Machnitz. Once it was cooked once, even if once it was baked once, now you go and cook it up, it's mutter, it doesn't become chametz anymore. Ratanya, Tanya Reb Yesi Beb Yudu Aimer. Kemach Shenofa Latoichoit Lach. If you have flour, kosher Pesach flour, and there's water dripping into it, you have drips of water coming down into the flour. Is that feel? Or just drop usually means like the rainwater from the ceiling. You have a leak that's dripping down, or drop after drop. Is that feel? Kol hayom kul. Even if you have the whole day, the drops of water are falling into your flour. Ain't it bol dechimitz? It doesn't come with dechimitz. Why not? Amirav Papa vudi yave tif la v'hadi tif. Means one drop right after another drop to say that it comes down one after another. And the pshat is obliged like you're working out the dough. If you have dough, what they do in the matzah factory is also, they have to wait a while, they keep on hitting it. If you work with the dough, it stops it from becoming chametz. If you keep on hitting the dough, it doesn't let the dough rise. See also, if you say there's a new drop, keep on coming into this flour, it keeps on like hitting the dough. So if it keeps on hitting it the whole day, it won't let it become chametz. Rashi, any boil the chimutz, she tirud had laugh. That's that the rain is, the water is coming down. Hanoifel tomet ainu manichle hachmutz. Doesn't let it become chametz. And tif la tif, she noifel and tif racha tif pasamach. The tech of yain shayis ben tayim. There's no time in between, but rather the two drops fall down one after another. To say this. So that doesn't let the dough rise to become chametz. Amri devei reb shayla. Vesika shori. You're allowed to eat vesika on Pesach. Rashi, Michael Kemach. Type of a food that has flour inside it. For a time, I will another price of a sikh osir. No, you're not allowed to eat it. Pasha should be osir. It's not much flour. So how could you make a tavshul food that pasha have water and flour should be a shalaf and chametz? And the Gemara like kasher. Ho di avdei b'mishcha or milcha. When do we say it's mutter? When you didn't put water in. You put oil and salt in it. So about you don't have any water. You only have meperis. Meperis don't make it chametz. Ho di avdei b'maya milcha. That's what the Brisa says it's usher, it's talking about you put water and salt into the flour. So avada, water and salt does make it become chametz, that would be usher. Shrashi mishcha milcha, bekimcha shari. If you have oil and salt in the flour, that's mutter. Why the meperis and machmitzin? Oil is only called meperis, it's the juice that comes out of the olives. So if that doesn't come chametz, that's why it's mutter. When you have water here, water makes it become chametz, that would be usher. Omamar Zutra, Lelimche Inish Kidero Bekimcha, Diavishna. The person, Lelimche Inish Kidro Bekimcha, Diavishna. Person should not use a type of a flour on Pesach. Why Dilma Le Boshel Shaper? Maybe it first wasn't cooked very well, Vyosa De Chimitz, and later will come with the Chimitz. Let's see, Rashi, what is this? Lelimche Inish Kidero.
Shemavin tavshel akadero ayidei shemamchim kemach toichoy.
When you're cooking something, a soup or something, and you want to make it a little bit thicker, the way you make it thicker is add some flour into it. Latoichoy. V'yafilu bekimcha deyavishuni. Even type of flour. How do you have this flour? Yeah, flour kimcha deyavishuni. What does that mean? Shenesiyabsha, that the wheat dried out first. V'niklis betaner. How did it dry out? You let it roast it in the oven. You took this raw wheat and you roasted it in the oven. So Chura, now that you roasted the wheat, it should be like you baked the wheat. So Chura, this wheat now, if you come and grind it up, make it into flour, it should never come with a chometz. Because it should be just like bread or matzah that you baked. We said before, once you bake it once, it doesn't come with a chometz. That's the chiddush here. That even though Betchil, they took this wheat and they baked it in the oven, Kishilecha, when it was very wet, ripe, afresh, oisin koli betaner, they make it roasted in the oven. Farei kafuya. The chorus, when you roast the wheat, it's like you bake the wheat right now. So chorus, there shouldn't be a shal of chum, it's still a tzasser. Afilu achin alevet. Still you shouldn't do it. Why not? What's wrong with that? Dilma leboshel shaper. Maybe it wasn't done first. Rashi says, Dilma leboshel shaper means, leinasis koli kol tzorkoi. Metchilu, when you had the wheat in the oven, when you roasted it, maybe you didn't roast it well enough. You didn't do a good enough job then, betaner. So it's not considered like mamish baked matzah. Omachmetzes, betashel. So we're afraid now when you take this wheat and grind it up, make it into flour, and put it into flour now, put it into a tashel, when you're cooking with water, we're afraid then maybe we'll become chametz. Ugushutor for vekaro, when you're going to mix it up in this soup now, he machmetzes, you're going to make it become chametz. You don't pour it into a soup that's boiling hot. As if the soup would first be boiling hot, there'd also be no shaylo. Because you're allowed to take flour and throw it into boiling hot water, mikradin. Lamaisa, we don't do that because we don't know exactly how to make this roiskin business. We don't know how hot the water has to be and how fast you have to flow the flour in. So Lamaisa, we don't do that cooking our flour. But mikradin here, if the soup would have been boiling hot, you would be allowed to throw this kemach in, because the monoshach, if it was baked before enough, it can't come with a chimitz. And even if it wasn't baked enough before, but you're throwing it into boiling hot water, it'll be mutter. So therefore Rashi says, this tavshel means a regular plate that you're cooking, it's not boiling hot now. That's why it's also to use this flour, because we're afraid it wasn't baked well enough before, maybe now it will come with a chimitz. This is Kainzer, the chumra that some people do, not eat gebrox on Pesach, that they're afraid maybe the matzah wasn't baked well enough, and now when you crumple it down and cook it with water, we're afraid now, the Gemara says here, maybe get mixed up now the unbaked of flour and become chametz. That's the chumra b'yama. But here the Gemara is talking about that not that it was baked mamish, the wheat, just the wheat was roasted. So when you roast it, maybe you don't do such a good job. Fight them. Omer Rav Yosef, Leilichlot inish trei chite bad yadodi. A person drashi b'roiskin. You should not pour hot water over.